Hey there. Thank you for clicking on this audio. I hope that you are in a nice and comfortable position, ready for a lovely, relaxing time. And a fun one, of course. In this audio, you play a wonderful, sweet boyfriend who's just chilling with your girlfriend's mom at the kitchen while waiting for her to get ready for a lovely date. You know, your girlfriend's mom is amazing. She's sweet, she's funny, and she's kind of hot too. But you try not to admit that loudly because, well, you love your girlfriend, right? But aside from being so fun and bubbly, there's just something about her that's so attractive and charming. And you can joke about anything with her. She's just a lot of fun to be with. Well, maybe that might change soon, because she accidentally sent you something you probably weren't supposed to receive. Or were you supposed to receive it? I guess you're going to find out. And I wonder what you would do with it. Well now, sit back, relax, and enjoy. She's taking a while, isn't she? I did tell her that she can just come as she is, but I guess old habits die hard. Well, you look great, and I'm sure she's super excited for your date night with her. Where do you plan to take her anyways? Ooh, a little bit fancy this time. No wonder she's taking her sweet time. Well, I'm here to keep you company in the meantime, so let's talk, I guess. What's been going on with you? Well, me? I've been doing well, actually. There's this, new guy that I've been, talking to. It's nothing serious or nothing official, but he is sort of cute. And he's got a great sense of humor. I saw him on Tinder, and I know I said I wouldn't try it anymore, but desperate times, I guess. Desperate measures. Oh my god. It's quite embarrassing. But I guess I just wanted to give it a shot, you know? Seeing you and my daughter being so cute and lovey-dovey and, well, I just thought it would be a good idea if I gave it a shot too, you know? Oh yeah, we've been texting quite a lot, actually. My daughter has started to tell me that I'm being, you know, hypocritical because sometimes I tell her to put her phone down whenever you and her start going on these long calls or long texting, I don't know, sessions. And, well, I've been going through the same thing, clearly. I'm sorry, what? No. No way. You didn't. Oh shoot, no wonder that's why he wasn't replying to me a while ago. He never received that photo. Oh shit. No, I just didn't realize because, well, I didn't realize because you just arrived and so I put down my phone and then, oh, I'm so sorry, you weren't supposed to see that. No, oh my god. Oh, I'm so sorry, that was awful. Oh, you probably didn't want to see that. Oh, that's probably gonna give you nightmares. No? You're joking. I am like way old for you. Too old for you, actually. Like, some people would legitimately think that you're my son, right? No way you're gonna be attracted to a body like that. I mean, you're flattering me. You're putting me in a tough position.
Well, yeah, because you're dating my daughter.
And now I'm all flustered because a cute guy like you is suddenly telling me that my tits look great. And oh my God, we need to be a little bit more appropriate. I suppose I deserve to, sort of figure out a way to compensate you for the atrocious thing that I just sent you. Oh, are you blackmailing me now? Really? Oh, how dare you? What should I do so you can get rid of the evidence? Show my tits out again? Go on my knees? Why are you all so flustered? It's just a joke, right? Like, you don't actually want to see me on my knees with my tits out giving you a tit job. I mean, come on. I'm me. I'm your girlfriend's mother. You wouldn't want that, would you? Exactly. So there's, I'm pretty sure both of us are just joking, and we don't actually want that, do we? No, but seriously, I need to pay you somehow. Like, I need to figure out how to make sure that that photo that's sent on your phone on the internet, where I know nothing ever goes away, has to be forgotten, I think. And I don't quite know how to do so. So if there's anything you have in mind, anything at all, I'd be glad to figure something out with you and make sure that you're properly compensated for seeing that. I know you were just joking when you said you wanted to blackmail me, but my daughter is not going to be down here in a bit. We both know that. So why don't I actually take care of you right now? Don't freak out. I know you've always been wanting to see this. And if you actually had issues, you would freak out, delete that photo immediately, and not tease me about it just now. But you did. You chose to wait for my daughter to be upstairs, getting ready. You chose to wait for me to tell my silly little story before you would tell me about that naughty little photo that I accidentally sent you on your phone. And you were the one who did say that I had great tits, and you were the one who also playfully blackmailed me. And from my experience, young man, jokes are always half meant, which tells me something about what you just said. Something about that is something that you truly, truly enjoy. And you don't get to lie to me. I am the mother of your girlfriend, anyways. And so, if you expect a future with her, I expect you to come and play along. And admit that you want these nice, big, juicy tits. Squeezing that nice big cock of yours. Come on, you don't think I've never seen your cock? My daughter is not very slick. Occasionally, she has opened your gift to her during dinner time, and I might have glanced on it once or twice or three times, maybe, and it's enough for me to know exactly what to expect. So you don't have to worry about that, anyways. Besides, I hear you with my daughter. And with sounds like that, I'm sure she's being dicked down good, and I would like to have a piece of that too. She wouldn't mind. If you don't tell her that is, because I certainly won't. So just enjoy this view of a lovely, older woman getting on her knees for you, showing off her tits for you, opening up your pants for you, pulling down your boxers for you and revealing exactly what I expected. A nice, big, hard cock, ready and aching for my tits. You act so surprised when you're dating my daughter, and I know she's a freak. And I know you enjoy this too anyways. And if I haven't convinced you yet, well, let me give you a taste. Delicious. You take good care of yourself. Starting to see what my daughter sees in you. Nice hard cock, so lively and twitching and aching and ready. That delicious pre-cum just oozing at the tip. Delicious and tasty and thick. But let me give you what you really wanted to have. Enjoying my tits. Squeezing your nice big cock. Let me slap this cock a little bit on me. I don't know, I just really love the sound of a nice wet cock slapping against my skin. Now let's make sure it's all properly snug in between my tits. Don't worry, I'm gonna finish you off quickly. I wish I could take my time with you, but that'll probably come at a later time. Maybe when I accidentally send you something else. You like that, dear? Oh, your cock feels so nice and hot. You must be aching so much. I made your cock so nice and wet that my tits are getting a little bit wet too, but let me help that along a bit more. Let's make sure I'm all nice and wet for you. Feel better? Do you like it when I suck the tip of your cock too like this? You're making my lipstick run all over your cock. Make you sure you clean that up before she goes down on you later. Wouldn't want any evidence of me being here first. Fuck, your cock tastes delicious. Oh, I've never had something like this before. So nice and rock hard and powerful. So reactive too. Try to not be too loud. After all, we wouldn't want to have my daughter hearing you moan like this. I'm sure you enjoy it a lot, but you won't get to enjoy it now if you get caught.
felt my tits just massage you up and down. It's such a pretty sight, isn't it? Your girlfriend's mother on her knees, sucking your cock, licking the tip while she rubs her tits all over your cock. But as much as I want you to come all over my tits, I'm gonna have to finish you off down my throat. Well, we want to stay clean now, right? Make sure none of the evidence gets found. So brace yourself, sweetie. This is going to be fun. I want you to come down my throat. I want you to come and empty your balls down my throat. I want you to give me every drop of that cum. Every single drop that's stored deep in these big, heavy balls of yours. I want it down my throat. Every single drop. So you're gonna come hard for me, right? You're gonna come nice and hard for me. Your girlfriend's sweet, hot mother. That's it. Come for me. Give me every drop of that. Come for me. Drained. Get it together, boy. You still have a date to go with my daughter. So you go and take care of her. Make sure she's nice and ready. After you get cleaned up a little bit, of course. And then you can go on with your lovely evening. And maybe soon I could send you a little bit of a thank you for making sure that this thing stays only between the two of us. And after this, if she ever doesn't become a satisfying partner anymore, well, I can always give her a little bit of a helping hand by properly finishing you off next time. But we'll talk about that at a later time, maybe. You have a good evening now, okay? Keep her safe.